I think they're fighting back. I think some of the cases that we're seeing are so egregious. Like what I'm seeing in the courtroom are a lot of really egregious examples of whether it's gender-based discrimination or what, of gender issues within Kleiner Perkins are coming to light. So, for example, there was today the revelation that there was an all-male ski trip in which one entrepreneur said, hey, let's try to bring some women on this, and a partner at Kleiner Perkins said, actually, no, on this trip, let's have it be no gals. And then there's another story in which one partner sort of lured a female Kleiner Perkins partner to New York on the auspices of meeting with an important internet executive, and he turned out not to be there, and it was just a date between the two of them. And then that night he tried to push his way into her hotel room, and she had to push him out. When she went to her Kleiner Perkins superiors to say that she'd like this man not to be on her review board, they actually denied that request, and he was her reviewer that year. And so later he was fired, to be fair. But I think we're seeing some really bombshell events coming out of here, and so I think the ripple effect will be huge.
But Nellie Bowles, we're also seeing the company's putting up a strong defense, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They came out swinging. It's not there's little room to compromise, to put it lightly. They are saying that Ellen Powell was hired basically as a secretary to do scheduling and calendaring, and then that she was never up to the job of being a venture capitalist and just didn't have the skill set, didn't have the interpersonal skills, wasn't wasn't capable of it, with very strong language. So there's little compromise here.
Yeah. Nicole Sanchez, back to the industry more broadly.